His government name is Hollis Mapp, but soca fans know him as Mr. Killer. Today, we celebrate this true Caribbean icon. He's an international soca monarch, award-winning performer, and a Grenadian powerhouse who changed the game with his energy, passion, and pure vibes. The stage will never be the same. Join me in welcoming our brother from the Spice Isle, none other than Mr. Killer.
This episode is brought to you by Forever Radiant.
Welcome back, guys, to part two of my interview with Mr. Killer. You're watching the Badger TV podcast. And for those of you who've watched part one, you realize we had a bit of technical difficulty, which actually never happened. So, Hollis, my apologies, but they didn't make us, so they cannot break us. Let's go.
Very true.
Let's take up where we left off, right? We were talking about the industry and how insular it can be, and everybody feel that if you're a king, you can't be a king, and you can't be a queen if I'm a queen. And it's really been like that. It's like that in all genres. It's like that in soca. It's like that in, I don't know what Afrobeats, I don't know about R&B. I can only talk about our people, our music, Caribbean music, where we need to give each other grace. Would you say we need to understand that we have to respect the elders? We have to stop discarding one another, because even on both sides, even the elders also have to give respect to the ones who God has emerged with the new talent, the ones who have to carry on. We have to see it as a rite of passage. We have to know when to also give the respect to say, your turn now, you know? But we have to say, thank you, Daddy. You have paved the way for me. We want to see more of that. You take it from here.
The system that we are living in, is controlled by the same people who has demonized our ancestors. Mm-hmm. So we have been taught to leave our history, our wealth, and our real death behind as a people. See? And it runs deep in our blood. So in our society, these days, we have lost the respect for our root. And a tree without its root will always suffer for what? See?
Correct. Yeah.
Will wither also somewhere along the road. So a simple tree will teach you almost every single thing you need to know about life. If you look at it with wisdom. Wisdom is the application. They say, he asks for the great, the wisest man say, Father, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He said, knowledge is just the accumulation of information. Understanding is where it came from, where can it be placed. But wisdom is then how do you apply? So if our application is then weak and we don't see things within the application of wisdom, then we will always get stuck fighting among each other. The crab in the barrel mentality where I need to push you down so I could be on top. Not realizing it's only weak things and weak people and those that are scared that fights to climb on your shoulders to make sure that you stay down so they could actually be on top.
Can I just tell you this, that you also have to be below me to try and pull me down?
Well, that's also a fact. The thing is, if we learn to honor those before us in the right way, we wouldn't be having all of these battles and all of this fight.
Yeah,
because you see, the master supposed to become a grandmaster. That's why in life it shows you when you are a father, you have a child. When that child become a father, then you become the grandfather.
Yeah,
I'm saying, and then you become the great great grandfather. Your title doesn't say, "All right, okay, well, he's the father, so then I'm not father no more." So the kings before you will move on to a title where it could never be moved or never be shifted. They get placed in history. You see what I'm saying?
But yeah, you can't be the father of all. Now you're the grandfather.
Of course, you understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, when you talk about being the man as a king of dancehall, he is king of dancehall. Vybz Kartel is the new king of dancehall.
New king of dancehall. You hear that, eh? Jamaica, you hear that? They can still have two kings, three, four, because
it's not even about the number. It's not having about two kings. It's a title that cannot be taken away from him.
Correct.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's not about saying it's two kings and, oh, you is king and I is king also. No, he has played his part. I mean, what Beanie Man has done for dancehall, there's nobody else that did what he did.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? He did him. Right. There's nobody else that did what Bounty Killer did for dancehall.
Buju Banton.
Buju Banton, the same way. So how fighting a fight, and did, I hate when people start discrediting, you understand what I'm saying, so much of our great, you know, in the creative industry.
Nobody call any Shaggy in all of this, because Shaggy's still reigning, eh, boss?
Well, Shaggy has became, a mega and an international artist, you know what I mean?
International.
But you see, those guys are looked at with a different lens, you see? So when you speak about dancehall music have a certain root and a certain ground in it. Shaggy, Sean Paul, they all are monstrous artists too, and has done great things. But you realize you wouldn't hear them in that kind of, the name in that kind of fight, because you see, dancehall is so rooted in Jamaica. When you're talking about dancehall, you see?
You're talking about the ghetto youth.
You're talking about the ground movement most of the time. Understand? And yes, they are part of the ground movement and stuff like that, but you don't get them in that conversation because they have moved more in the international space. You know what I mean? And have a lot of crossover music and stuff like that. You know what I mean? They also deserve their flowers for what they have done. You see what I'm saying? So everybody fits in the rightful position if we look at it with the right lens, and not everybody fighting to you know what I mean? I am king, you not, you king, you not, no. You know what I mean? Then move them up from king to gods of dancehall.
Gods of dancehall. I hear that and I respect that. Let's go back to your journey, Mr. Killer. Let's talk about your journey, your evolution. Would you say you got a fight in the industry, when you, the soca industry specifically, when, you know, we can't finish this interview without it being said again, or being said, because I can't remember if I said it in part one, that you were the first non-Trinidadian to win Soca Monarch. So that's when I really knew who Mr. Killer was, you know? That puts you at a whole different level in the soca industry, you know? What type of challenges did you face as a Caribbean artist in this particular genre, where you decided, hey, you know what? I'm not doing dancehall anymore. I really belong in the soca arena. What were your challenges? What challenges did you face in the soca arena?
First and foremost, I came from a very small island, Grenada, the Spice Island, one of the most beautiful islands of the Caribbean.
We have
a little bit of people, 110,000 people, so our population. And out of that 110,000 people, you know, when you look at the scope of soca music, you know, and where have we been, you have a couple before me who, you know, tried to pierce the market and stuff like that, but really capturing the competitions and all of that, you know, was yet to be done. So first, you have to break the belief and the notion in the mind that it is possible. Because at first, people is like, all you can do, that's impossible. You might get a like a thing, but that wouldn't happen. Only Trinidadians would win this competition forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you, especially you're talking about power soca. And I had to change that in my mind first. I didn't win Soca Monarch because I just had a good song.
Yeah.
I won Soca Monarch because of a mindset. And there was a lot of fight. There was a lot of pushback. There was a lot of hurdles. There were a lot of obstacles.
From the Trinidadian, specifically from Trinidadities, tell the truth. There's a platform.
You have that. That's basic. You have artists that will fight you night and day because they feel All right, you're taking your position or whatever it is. That's basic. You have the artists in the soca industry who don't want your music played and will make radio station not play your music. We all understand the corruption and understand part of it. But I, as a person, don't try to get into that fight or to get into that space where you have to, you know, this by doing this and that. I don't complain. I just work hard. You understand? Mm-hmm. I don't complain. I just break barriers. You know,
right.
Create a fight. Oh, you're fighting me there. I have promoters will call me. Literally, me and my manager and say that this artist don't want you on the same stage with them. You understand what I'm saying? And you would have those things happening in industry, but you see, if sometimes if you're fighting with dog, he's a dog too, you know? I decide most of the times, you know.
Take time with me, please. Just take time with me. All right, go on. Go on, look. All right, go on.
I decide, you know, and the kind of mindset that I have to, if I decide, if I in a position where I feel then I have to be warring with you over something that I also feel is my lifeline, then it becomes personal. And I don't trust myself there. You understand? I'm saying, because we all have to grow as people. You know, I came from a place where I think that even in this time of my life, I am growing from. Mm-hmm. And I learned certain principles from that place that you would then always carry.
Yeah.
And those principles wouldn't let you understand, function a certain way. You see? So with that, it's better you stay away from those low vibrational things and try to vibrate above, you know? Yeah. And that's why I think as a person, I am so calm in this time in my life. I try my best to balance as best as I can. And I try to function with love over here. Because my mother tells me that love will always vibrate over here. And it will destroy. The light will always...
Listen, for our health, when we...
The light will always make the darkness disappear. So, I just took that and what I did is put it in the tank. So I turn it into fuel, you know? And it happened from time, since roly-poly and those time coming up. And, you know, you have something fight, you have something push back, and, oh, this is weak thing, and blah, 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 blah. When really I'm showing my mind, I feel like I am Grenadian, Carrico, Piti, Trinidad and Tobago, are like from a five island state, the amount of stuff that Trinidad would then show me. No, for real, you know? So from roly-poly, you know, it kind of started happening and you start to feel the friction, but I paid no attention to the friction. I let the friction create the fire and I blow it into the wind. Yes. You understand? And let it blaze, you know? So I take my time and I work. And let me explain to you how. So come on. I never see this on an interview before. I hope I can say it quick enough.
You take your time.
So I want, so come on. Rhythm came to me. When the rhythm came, I went from static, right? The rhythm came.
Mm-hmm.
When the rhythm came, vibing it. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, this bad. This no instrument. There is no control in this. You understand? This is all drums. You know, the control system is taken out. You know, I mean, the frequency that control is taken out, it's free. This is the job. I said, all right. And I start vibing it. I just start downloading. But I was in a mood because of the same kind of fight and certain friction. I was in a mood. I was like, should I do this? Should I go to Trinidad Carnival? Like, shouldn't I go? Should I go or shouldn't I go? You know what I mean? Should I go or shouldn't I go? Anyways, talking to management and the team, they say, yo, this is a wicked idea. You don't know. But look at, we roly-poly this, da, 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 da. We have to continue that vibe. Let's go.
Yeah.
My dream is to win Soca Moon Up. I was right there, roly-poly. I come second.
Yeah.
My dream is to win the competition. So, all of the fight, I was in a little mood. No joke, I was a little bit sad. But I went to Trinidad and Tobago to do a show with Terry Lyons.
Yeah. Right?
So, while coming from New York, I said, all right, Terry, if you have to do the tune, I'm going to stop in Trinidad and then I'm going to head to Grenada, right? So I stopped Trinidad for about 3 days. We go in the thing, Link Spine, we go in the studio and stuff like that, record the tune. But I was staying in the Hilton Hotel. In the Hilton Hotel, one evening I come from the studio and there was a great visitation of a certain inspiration, a certain vibe. So I went out on the veranda and I said, let me take my meditation and my prayer time. I was there looking at the savannah. I was looking at the savannah. I said, Father, I've been here before. The love of these people. You know, I love them also. Would you give me this opportunity to do this again? You give me an opportunity. Let them hear me. Let them feel me. Remove the barriers before me. And I had a really beautiful time. I swear to the Father, this is the process right here. A while, you know, I pray with the Father. I say, Father, guide me. I promise you, I would listen. Just guide me. And I will give your time. I leave Hilton Hotel and I flew back to Grenada. They're calling me, carnival season start. So Spine calling me, Killer, you record a tune yet? Them time I was building one of my building back home, where I had the radio station and stuff like that, right? So I was building that building at the time. I just go into work. I go to work as a mason and stuff like that. Me and my brethren thing, the whole team of workers, I go and work with everybody. I work in whole day. Because, you know, you're in your thing. That's how it is. My hands always in. So I work in, and so Spine called me. He said, Killer, you ain't put on the track yet. I said, nah, I ain't put it on yet. He said, Killer, come on. We have to think. We have to move, brother. That's the time. Then that's the idea there. You know what I mean? Think. Let me see how we go. I said, nah, I ain't ready yet. Don't worry, sir. A morning I wake up, I felt it.
Wow.
In my room. I didn't even go to the studio. I said, I ain't going in the studio. I just go in the room. I just plug in my thing, and I record it. Send it off to the guys. Thing. They mix it, a couple of days pass. Before you know it, boom, they do so and they drop it. When they drop the track, I think the next week they drop the track. Energy. Yo, Killer, this one bad boy, this idea, hey, you listening to it yet? Hey, a couple of days, maybe drop, I don't know if it's around the Tuesday, the Tuesday, Wednesday, or whatever it is, they drop. Hey, Killer, that is a good one here, boy. Hey, the vibe's nice thing, right? All of that.
Yeah.
Well, go on, no. There was this promise that I gave. And the promises that I gave is that I will follow. I will follow this inspiration. Yeah, man. So I, this idea was happening. I record. Spine and them telling me, okay, you don't record the tune job, come to Trinidad. No, we have to go to radio. We have to do this. We have to do that. I say, not yet. I go back to work. No, man. He called me the next day, vex. He's like, come on, bro. We have to do what we have to do. Boss lady calling me because Spine called boss lady now. You understand, boss lady? Map, what happened in here? She upset too. Why we not think? We have to be in Trinidad. We have to go on the radio. I said, boss lady, I said, let me ask you something. Have I ever failed you? do you trust me? Have I ever failed you yet? You understand? She said, no. She said, you never feel me. She said, yes, I trust you. I said, okay. I said, don't stop trusting me. She said, all right. I said, give me till weekend. The weekend, my mind tell me Friday, go down by the shop. You understand? And make them fellas just play the tune and stuff like that. And I'll go and vibe the tune, see how it going. I go down the road the Friday. When I reach the Friday, them men turn on the tune and listen to me. That is the first video that dropped where them men said to pick up everything. The fridge and run with the stove and run with the ice mix and run with this and yo, the whole place turn over. That video dropped the same night. By the Sunday, I had close to 200 videos of different parties in 2 days. Yeah. 200 videos streaming all over the place from different parties, from Canada, New York, London, different places where people picking up things and running with it. Boom, the song.
Wow. Explode.
So now the song explode. Everybody excited on the team. All right, Killer, all right, yo, it hit, let's go. All right, so you're coming on Trinidad tomorrow? I said, nah, not yet. 3 days pass, 4 days pass. they start to get upset again. My whole team breaks. I said, Master, don't worry, just trust me.
Now, yeah.
The weekend pass.
Yeah.
And the next week starts, and I go back to work again the Monday. I go back to work the Tuesday. I'm quiet now. Crickets in the air. Everybody quiet because they're watching me like, okay. Wednesday morning, I think it's a Wednesday morning or so. I get up. I couldn't rest.
Yeah.
I couldn't rest. I can't go back to work now. I need to go Trinidad right now. I could feel it. I could see it in my mind. I need to go now.
Yeah.
Now is the time, like right now. You hear me? And yeah. Certain things I started to say to my team, and you know, when it started to work and everything just started to move, I said, listen to me. I'm not on my time right now. You know, the Father in charge, the universe in charge.
Yeah. And
when certain things have to happen, then, you know, spine turn and tell me, say, you're happening. Right now? What? We here. We follow it. You just do what you're doing. Whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. You know what I mean? When everything's had to just work and chop and the songs had to go. Anyways, a week before Soca Muna, I said, boss lady, I'm living in Valstein. I said, I need to be closer to the stadium. I want to be downtown. Them time, they part of my team from Atlanta and different places living in the Hyatt. She searched for rooms, either Hyatt or across the road.
Yes.
Yeah. Radisson or something. No rooms. The only place she could have get a room for me is back at the Hilton.
That's where the inspiration came.
When I get into the room at the Hilton.
Same room.
It was the room next door to the room that I was in. And Soca Muna, for whatever problem they had in the stadium, Soca Muna moved to the Savannah. Now in that room, I am looking at Soca Muna.
Wow.
The place that I saw it in my prayers.
Wow.
Soca Muna in front of me. I couldn't keep it. Some tears of joy just had to flow from my eye, and from that time I know you are. There is nothing to stop.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you do. You see, it doesn't matter what you do. There is nothing to stop me. I remember something again from since I was younger. He said, success begins in your mind.
Yep.
You see, not just thinking it, but understanding it. Feeling it and being a part of it. Creating it, planting it, and letting it grow. Fruitfully in your mind.
Yeah.
Where it begins, you know what I mean? And within spirit. And that is how I won Soca Muna in Trinidad.
I am so happy that that happened, because I don't know if we would have crossed paths. And this interview has been amazing. I want to tell you, you break records here again, you know, because this is the first time on the Baja TV podcast that we have a two-part interview. Everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for its own reason.
You know, I want to ask you, so both your parents are still alive and with us? Yes. Praise God. Yeah. Mr. Kelly, I know that we still have many more things to discuss, because you are so deep. You're a downloader. And the sky is just the limit. This is just the beginning. We're just scratching the surface. And I want to thank you as well for... I know you don't like to do interviews. I'm not sure what the spirit told you to give us this opportunity to have this type of discussion. But I feel very privileged. You're my first Grenadian artist that I've ever interviewed. Can you imagine that?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Good place to start.
I feel honored. But coming back, we have plenty of things to talk about. And I want to encourage all our viewers and listeners to go to Mr. Killer's website, which I'm assuming is MrKiller.com, correct? Yeah. Right. To look at the wide range of health products and stuff that he has. and to buy it.
The health website is naturalhealingtrees.com.
Naturalhealingtrees.com.
Naturalhealingtrees.com. I mean, there is everything there. There's product for the men, there's product for the women,
yeah.
There's product for women with all different type of problems. We have the wound detox, all of those kind of things like that. You know what I mean? We just fix the thing to all kind of thing. You know what I mean? So so there's a lot of that. There's a lot of products on there.
And don't forget to check him out. Follow him on IG at Mr. Killer. And Killer and I have a lot more to do for the future. This is just, I just want to say welcome home and see you soon. We ain't done yet. For making this happen.
We definitely have. I mean, for the connection and stuff like that, as I see, my spirit tell me yes to connect. Sometimes I just go on Instagram here and there, and you know, there are certain people I would just respond to. I don't even know why. And sometimes, you know, it makes, you know, difference. I want to say this though, as a people, you know, we need to try our best to understand who we are.
Mm-hmm.
It will better help how we treat each other.
Yeah.
If we understand who we are, the more powerful you become, is the more gentle you would be.
Hmm.
Times, you know, they say empty barrels will make the most noise.
Hmm.
See what I'm saying? And the dons will fight the most. Now, I also have something with me and one of my partners, Monifa, that I want to share with you guys. It's called Sokafari.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Sokafari is a very unique type of travel.
Mm-hmm.
Where we travel to all different countries of Africa.
Wow. So,
like in December, we are going to both Ghana and Nigeria. We do two countries at a time.
Yeah.
And it's trips. I mean, you're all different type of people. And then you have the doctors, you have the lawyers, you have the Fed goers, you have the everybody, you know what I mean, who wants to travel to Africa and have a really beautiful experience.
Yeah.
Team that help connect the culture and reconnect the people to their culture. And also, people look at Africa as that place that we ancestors came from.
Yeah.
Africa is also where our blood, us as a people,
mm-hmm.
our spirit came from.
Yeah.
So it is also written, for there has been taken away from home 100 years, and they shall also return to save some of their people. That is written simply meaning that the Caribbean is no joke. The Caribbean is not no regular place.
No.
Caribbean is where we was taken away from home, just like how we have been stolen before in the Bible. And then he said, oh, great Pharaoh, let my people go. We always has been put into some sort of slavery. Why? Because we are the exact replica of God.
Yeah.
Own image and likeness.
Okay.
From the man of the earth. So we, the Caribbean people, right, came from what? The ancestors, the kings and queens that has been stolen before. It is marked that we shall return home to even save Africa. Think about the influence that Marcus Garvey have in Africa.
Yes.
Think about the influence that Bob Marley have on Africa. All of those things and the freedom fighters and all of that that have the influence on Pan-Africanism. You see, we are powerful as a people. We don't understand that. They say many are called, but then few are chosen. Look at your number, feel your power.
Ah.
You understand?
That's a nice place to land. And this is what the Baja TV podcast, we've been trying to tell you when Mr. Killer came and he put it into perspective first today. This is what we're about, celebrating our people. Because the people say to us, oh, are you going to be interviewing all the stars in America? I said, our stars are back home. Our people are special people. You know, there's some people who don't want to come on this platform because they think that they're too great for it. But the platform is what is great, because this platform celebrates greatness.
Of course, the culture will always be bigger than the money.
Culture will always be bigger. Yeah? It's like I tell my athletes all the time.
The man will be bigger than the culture.
You see, what you call these girls, the groupies? The groupies will always be there. You know? Not every day you'll make 100 in cricket, but the groupies will be waiting for the next 100.
Of course.
The next centurion, right? So this is what the Basher TV podcast is about. It is about celebrating our stars. If our stars don't want to be celebrated, what can I say? But we're going to continue to cook. So thanks for bringing the spice. And then you bring some bush medicine too. We wasn't expecting that, but we receive it.
Always make it nice.
Always make it nice. The spice always make it nice. On that note, we will stop with us. I am so happy. You've made my week. What can I say? I feel very special. I can't wait to see you in person to give you a nice little hug and say thank you. But I know we'll be connecting real soon. My people will talk to your people and we'll make it happen. So until next time, it's your girl Basher and the one and only, the Grenadian legend, the Spice Man, Mr. Killer. It was amazing. Thank you, King. Thank you for coming through. Don't forget to follow us at Basher TV Podcast and look at all our other episodes with all our international stars, athletes, entertainers from our region, streaming on BasherTV.com and our YouTube channel at Basher TV Channel. And follow your girl on Instagram and Facebook. Bye. I see you guys. Don't forget to live the life you love and love the life you live. Bye. I'm a